municipal and state government agencies. Again, I think that would clear up a lot of the issues that we're trying to discuss here today.
Thank you very much, Pam. Nolan.
FX Nolan here. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead. Just give your who you're associated with.
Okay. I'm wearing actually several hats on this issue. I'm the Chief of Emergency Medical Services Training for Anchorage Fire Department. I'm also municipality of Anchorage AED and Public Access Defibrillation Coordinator, responsible for writing the municipal AED PAD policy. And I'm also the Anchorage Chairman of the Northwest Region of the American Heart Association's Operation Heartbeat Initiative. So I'm coming at this from several different perspectives. One thing I'd like to say is that, you know, I know that our share of the Alaska share of the 250,000 people in the country who annually succumb to sudden cardiac death, our share in Alaska is slightly under 400. Some of those die in medical facilities, but I do know that in Anchorage every year, we have between 90 and 100 sudden cardiac deaths that occur outside of a hospital that EMS responds to. Last year, out of that 90-some people, 43 of those persons were defibrillated with automated external defibrillators prior to the paramedics getting there. Now, these defibrillations were done by firefighters. They were done by police officers. We had one case that airport security at Ted Stevens International Airport applied a defibrillator. And out of those 43 people that were defibrillated, 12 of those people went to a hospital with a pulse. So they had circulation and respiration as a result of the immediate application of an automated external defibrillator. These things, we put some of these on fire trucks 13 years ago, trained some firefighters to use first generation machines, which were more difficult than the really kind of no-brainer fourth generation machines that are out there now. Within the first 6 months, we had two people that walked out of hospitals after a week because they received prompt automated external defibrillation. We very much support Senate Bill 325 and thank Senator Terrio for putting that bill in there. We see the looking to the future of proliferation of these devices at, as Ms. McLaren testified. Now we are training lay persons to use these devices. It's becoming a standard part of CPR training. The trend for these things, and it's happening many places, is to put these in cabinets in public buildings and other facilities and have these things accessible to a member of the lay public. Currently, part of what is slowing that down is a perception of liability on the part of people who may be interested in advancing that technology and following that model. This is particularly true of governmental entities. We do have places in Anchorage, law offices that have these machines, corporate buildings and so forth, but we really don't have this public access model yet. So I think it's very important to pass Senate Bill 325 to remove what really is more of a perception of liability than actual liability. I do agree with the discussion about the definition of 01.10.060, that person
you to wrap up here, okay?
Okay. On the other hand, I think that needs to be added because it's desirable for local EMS agencies to know where these machines are, either in this bill or some other bill.
Thank you very much. Ronnie Sullivan.
She's not here. She had to leave.
Okay. Thank you very, very, very much. Okay. Well, if we all can, if it's okay with you and the sponsor, then we'll just pass that on for further consideration in judiciary as to the any additions to that. Particularly concerning, if I can have an amendment, we will move Senate Bill 325 from committee. I mean, if I can have a motion, I'm sorry.
Madam Chair, move to report Senate Bill 325 from committee with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note dated 2-26-02.
Is there any objection? There being no objection, Senate Bill 325 moves from committee with individual recommendations and zero fiscal note. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir.
Yes. You'll get one. Yeah, yeah, we'll see. Yes, Senator Wilkin.
Excuse me. I saw a friend in the audience. Yeah,
he just ran out. I tried to catch him.
I was going to just introduce him.
Was
I'm done. Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, he has his adjournment.